And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Miss Emmeline Platt is well into her second week as Pine Ridge's school, and Lum has taken a renewed interest in his duties as president of the school board. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em-Down Stolen Library. Squire Skimp is just entering. Listen.
Oh, howdy, Squire. Come on in.
Yes, thank you, Lum. Good morning, good morning. How's everything with you?
Oh, just can't complain at all. What can I do for you today, Squire?
Oh, nothing, not a thing. Let's see now. I was supposed to tell you something, too. Oh, yes, Lum. The wife wants you to add a can of salmon to that grocery order she phoned in earlier this morning.
All right. Large or small can?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know, Lum. Generally, orders. Use your own judgment on it.
All right, number two, size. Large. I don't know just how soon we'll get her out, though, Squire. Abner ain't sure yet this morning.
Well, he's not ill, I hope.
No, I don't know. So, he ain't generally late, though.
Well,
I don't believe it's nothing serious, though.
Yes, well, I hope not, Lum. I hope not. Say, by the way, I'm sorry I didn't get to that school board meeting you called the other evening, Lum, but, I had some business man and another just couldn't make it.
Yeah, well, nothing much happened at it anyway, Squire, just routine stuff mostly.
Mm-hmm.
We approved buying some new arithmetic books for the scholars and some new erasers.
Yes, well, that's good, that's good.
And then I brung up my old arguments again for raising the school teacher's pay.
Well, Sir Lum, you know, I think I'm going to swing over to your side on that. Especially since Miss Platt has taken over the school teaching job. I think she's going to work out fine.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to hear you say that. Ain't no doubt about it, Squire.
Yeah, she appears to be a very pleasant woman. And she handles the children well, too, I'd say.
Yeah, well, she knows what she's doing, all right.
Oh, yes, yes.
She makes them toe the mark.
Well, that's good, that's good. She seems to be a very sensible type of woman. Not one of those young rattle-brained, flappers, I believe they call them.
No, I should say not.
And I was glad to see her sing in the choir at church last Sunday, too.
Yeah, I think she's going to start teaching a Sunday school class pretty soon.
Well, that's
I don't
fine.
Know what size scholar she's going to have. I thought maybe I'd try to get in the class myself.
Well, she'll more likely be teaching some of the children, I would imagine. But I'm glad to know that she's going to enter into the Sunday school. I think it's a good idea for the school mom to take an active part in our community life here.
Well, she's doing it, too. She is. She's doing it. Yeah, the women folks in town all seem to have took to her pretty good, I think.
Yes, I know Miss Kemp seems to think a lot of her.
I know the Patch and Needlework Club has put her name up on the list for membership.
Yeah, I dare say the women folks aren't the only ones who have taken to her either, Lum.
I don't know what you're talking about, Squire.
I think you do, Lum. And I don't blame you either. Don't blame me.
Now, wait a minute, Squire. If you think I got any personal interest in Miss Platt... Grannies, wait a minute. There comes Abner up out there.
Oh.
Reckon he ain't sick after all.
No, it looks all right. Well, I think I'll be running along, Lum.
Yeah, all right. Well, come back again, Squire.
Yes, I will.
It's about time you was getting down, Abner. What's been...
Let's see what happened. Oh, well, howdy, Squire.
Yes, howdy, Abner.
Go on. What was you saying now?
Why, oh, nothing.
Well, it must have been something. A man can't be this late for no reason at all.
Well, I'm just late, that's all. I overslept myself, I think.
Oh, well, after this, you watch it.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid I'll have to say goodbye to you men. I have an insurance prospect waiting for me over at the office.
Yeah, all right, Squire. Tell your woman she'll get her grocery order this afternoon.
Yes, fine. Well, so long.
So long.
So long.
Now, Abner, you've got to watch that oversleeping. That's the second time this year you've done that.
Oh.
I had to sweep the place out all by myself this morning.
Well, I'm sorry for long.
Straighten up the shelves.
I never actually oversleep. See, I just said that because Squire was here. I never wanted to talk about it in front of him.
Well, then there was something else, huh?
Yep. Trouble in the home.
Trouble in the home?
Yep.
Oh. What's the matter? Has your papa got Elizabeth all riled up over something again?
No, it ain't papa this time. That dead blame Fred.
Fred?
Yep.
You mean your brother-in-law?
That's the varmint. That's him.
What's he done now?
Well, it's sort of a long story, Lum. See, Elizabeth got a hearing from him yesterday.
How is Fred?
He's fine.
And Irma, and the youngest.
Oh, there. All right. Oh, stout, I reckon.
Well, good. Glad to hear it.
Anyway, see, Fred wrote that a hearing from Aunt Agathy, and she's going to stop at Fred's place for a few days to visit.
Oh, that's nice.
On account of traveling, I can't get up here to Pine Ridge to see Elizabeth. So now we're supposed to go down there to see her.
Oh, I see. Well, when's all this supposed to take place?
Next week, dadgummit.
Well, who'd you say? Aunt Agatha.
That's it, Aunt Agatha.
I see. I don't believe I recollect that name. Exactly, who is she?
I wish I knowed.
You mean you...
Well, I've heard her name a lot, so I never have saw her.
Well, she's a relate, though, ain't she?
Yeah, I reckon she is. There's a Horn's uncle's wife or something, I don't know.
Granny, you say you don't actually... I don't see why you're so anxious.
I ain't anxious to see her, and I don't know why she's anxious to see me, but Elizabeth says we got to go.
Has Elizabeth ever saw this Aunt Agatha?
Oh, once or twice when she was just a young'un. But see, Aunt Agatha is one of them women that wants to have a batch of...